USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
We're going to pass the bill this week.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the bipartisan infrastructure bill. However, Democrat Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal telling CNN State of the Union she doesn't believe it will be voted on tomorrow.
I don't believe there will be a vote. I mean, the speaker,
you don't think there's going to be a vote tomorrow?
I mean, the speaker is an incredibly good vote counter, and she knows exactly where her caucus stands, and we've been really clear on that.
The votes aren't there. She's not going to.
The votes aren't there.
There are three major bills expected to come to the House floor this week. A funding bill to prevent a government shutdown, a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, and a $3.5 trillion social spending package. The National Transportation Safety Board investigating what caused an Amtrak train to derail 30 miles from the Canadian border in north-central Montana on Saturday afternoon, killing three and sending at least seven people to the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas saying a significant number of Haitian illegal immigrants are being released into the United States. He told Fox News Sunday that number is somewhere between 10 and 12,000, but could be higher.
About 3,000 are actually in detention. Others are in immigration court proceedings. They are monitored by us. We impose conditions.
Last week, more than 15,000 Haitians congregated underneath a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. The encampment has been cleared out, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection has reopened the border crossing in Del Rio. A shooting outside a bar near Seattle, Washington, killed at least three people, three others wounded. At least one of the surviving victims said to be in critical condition. Police say shots were fired after a dispute between two people inside a sports bar in Des Moines. They left that bar in separate vehicles after an argument and then fired shots into a parking lot. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal appeals court has blocked New York City's mandate that all public school employees show proof they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio had said in August that all public school teachers and staff would need to have their first dose by Monday. A group of public school employees sued to block that mandate. Delays on the ground costing United Airlines. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
United Airlines is being hit with a fine for long tarmac delays. The Department of Transportation fining United nearly $2 million for 25 delays that affected more than 3,200 passengers. Airlines must allow passengers the opportunity to return to the terminal after more than 3 hours on the tarmac for domestic flights and 4 hours for international. United blaming most of the delays on bad weather.
And here's a kicker. Ancient footprints found in New Mexico turn out to be the oldest in North America.
New research conducted at White Sands National Park in New Mexico has uncovered the oldest known human footprints in North America. White Sands officials said the discovery reveals evidence of human occupation in the Tularosa Basin beginning at least 23,000 years ago. That's thousands of years earlier than previously thought. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
Israeli troops conducting a series of raids against suspected Hamas militants and the deadliest violence in the West Bank in several weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.